In 1995, a physician in Bombay, India, named Madan Kataria started what he called a laughter club. Kataria claims that hearty howls strengthen the immune system. There are now 450 laughter clubs across India, and the trend has spread overseas, with a couple dozen more clubs in Great Britain and the United States. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Kathy Ducham reports.
If you live in a city, you might be used to seeing people do Tai Chi in the park. But for Seattle, laughter in the park is something new. The Tee Hee Hee Laughter Club meets every Friday morning in a park next to Seattle's Harborview Medical Center. The chuckles are not prompted by jokes or sarcasm. It's laughter for laughter's sake. Club founder Lindsay Nelson says it's a way to relieve stress and to recapture the spontaneity of childhood.
As we become adults, we really learn not to laugh. You know, we really hold it in. I think that's too bad, because I think that it's very natural. And mentally, after a good bout of laughter, you are very refreshed.
So, ready, laugh and skip.
Believe it or not, there is structure to laughter. Based loosely on yoga, a half-hour laugh session includes deep breathing between bouts of specific laugh exercises. Some are established, including the hearty laugh. A good one for strengthening abdominal muscles and practiced at laughter clubs worldwide. Other laugh exercises are unique to location. In Seattle, there's the vowel laugh. And there's also the Seattle club favorite, the cocktail laugh.
Get your drinks. Okay.
Carolyn Blaney is nurse manager in a unit that treats pediatric burn victims. Blaney says at first laughing in public was a bit scary.
Because it's hard to kind of come out here and make a fool of yourself, but yet once I started coming, it just changes your whole attitude for the day. You see someone in the hall, like when I pass through during by the admitting, we always start laughing at each other.
I need more breath.
If you're serious about laughing, you can even become a certified teacher of the craft. The training is not rigorous, just a two-day workshop offered by an Ohio-based company called the World Laughter Tour.
Already? Here we go!
Psychiatric nurse Kevin Wilhelmson leads today's session. He's convinced laughter clubs will catch on.
When I first started yoga, I felt like I was in the closet and my parents were wondering about my development and personality. That's gone. So yes, I believe there will come a time when people will freely laugh and not feel too uptight about it, and others won't feel upset about it.
There's no hard scientific evidence that laughter is the best medicine, but a few studies have linked laughter to improved physical health. And here in Seattle, laughter club members say it helps with the emotional side of life as well.
Are we happy?
Yes!
Kathy Ducham reporting from Seattle.